Well, I think it is very important as we come to year's end, 2021, that we reflect for a minute on the issues that overwhelm very many of us and that year going by now, and particularly the people who suffered loss or bereavement due to the pandemic, and also for remember in a special way all those who provided our healthcare and our other essential services and served our communities and our families very well during a very difficult year.
As you look ahead to 2022, what do you think are going to be the issues that you will face as Cathaoirleach look and that the MD will face?
Well, I think one of the burning questions, and we hope that we can lay that to factory conclusion in 2022, is the mica problem, which has affected very many families locally here in this part of Donegal where I live, but throughout the whole county. And hopefully that the coming year we'll see resolutions acceptable to everybody on that issue. And also going forward, we have very, very many problems that exist for people in their everyday living, such as housing. And we know that there are schemes that are underway and planned for Balbafeid, Kistanara area and for Lifford area. There's houses under construction in St Johnson. And to see those come to where people can actually move in, and that it doesn't just doesn't become something that we speak about, but something that people actually can live in and see the benefit of. Going forward as well, I think it's important to note that in our own Lifford area here, we hope to see an advancement in a big way of the Riverine project, which will be a massive project, and it will bring much needed benefits to the town when people start to work on that, whenever they get to work on that. And they also have the drainage problem, the flood defences, that will move on. Now, they may not all come to completion, but they will move on a step, and every step in the right direction is very important for those two projects. We have much needed news, good news for 2022, and I think it's important to dwell on some of the good things at times of such difficult times, as that the Greyhound Stadium is due to reopen in the springtime. And that's a very welcome boost to this town and to the surrounding areas. And, you know, I think that also important that they remember that the pandemic is still with us as well going under 22. And that hopefully, please God, that there'll be a resolution, a better resolution found there. But we'll not forget that we will be dependent on people to help us through this, and not forget in any way the voluntary people who work so hard in a voluntary capacity. All during the last year, and hopefully that they stick with us and stay with us in the coming 12 months.